A few showers will be occurring in the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through this week, but no general soaking of rain is expected, and our temperatures will be mild to warm. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The precipitation that occurs this week is expected to be basically sporadic and mostly light. We'll have a few showers around today, but the precipitation will impact no more than 15 to 20% of the region, favoring eastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. There could be a few other spits and spats, but boy, we don't expect to see much in the way of meaningful moisture, and this may linger a little bit into the morning tomorrow. The total amount of precipitation that will occur will be less than a quarter of an inch for the majority of the region I described. The rest of our area is going to be left basically dry. As we move on into the middle part of this week, we should see another chance for spotty showers developing on Wednesday afternoon into Thursday and maybe Thursday night into Friday, but it sounds a lot wetter than it will be. Actually, we expect to see the overall rainfall that occurs during that time period running again from trace amounts upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch. Now, there will be the potential for a couple of stronger thunderstorms to occur randomly, and if in those cases we could see a half inch to maybe 3/4 of an inch of rain, but those will be very rare occurrences. For the most part, we'll go through this week with only a brief amount of disruption to farming activity because of rain. Our temperatures are expected to be very pleasant. We'll look for readings today in the 60s and 70s. Tomorrow, a very similar temperature regime is expected to occur. We'll turn a little bit warmer on Wednesday with highs in the 70s and a few lower 80s. The temperatures on Thursday will also be like that. We'll look for the readings to continue mostly in the 70s on Friday, and as we go into the weekend, the same thing will occur. Nighttime lows are expected to run mostly in the 40s and 50s as we go forward through this work week, and we'll expect to see no risk of frost, although I would not be surprised to see a few extreme low temperatures tomorrow morning in the upper 30s. We may see that again in northern Minnesota on Wednesday morning as well. In the meantime, a big part of the Midwest is likely to be drier biased this week. It, again, like our region, will not be completely dry, but what showers do occur will be brief and light, and crop maturation and harvest progress should advance relatively well. The nation's greatest precipitation this week will be in hard red winter wheat areas, and we already have seen some rain fall across some of that region in the last couple of days. The precipitation is expected to prevail there as we go forward through the middle of this week. A short-term break will take place, but we'll see additional showers coming back as we get into the latter part of this week, so the bottom line will be favorable for planting and emergence of wheat across the region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.